targeting Disney. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this afternoon signing a measure that will strip Walt Disney World of special self-governing rules it's had for more than 50 years.
Now, that bill will dissolve the Reedy Creek Improvement District run by Disney, which houses many independent community services such as a fire department and security at Disney World. The dispute between Governor DeSantis and Disney started last month over the company's opposition to the parental rights bill, also dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Disney can still file legal challenges to the measure, which doesn't take effect until next year. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told other GOP lawmakers shortly after the January 6th Capitol riot he'd urge then-President Trump to resign. That's according to an audio posted today by the New York Times. In the recording from January 10th, McCarthy tells the other lawmakers he'd tell Trump, quote, "I think this will pass," meaning the impeachment resolution, "and it would be my recommendation you should resign." McCarthy released a statement calling the story false and wrong. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene taking the stand in Atlanta today as several voters challenge her election bid, saying she's ineligible to run because she played a role in the January 6th violence at the Capitol last year.
"I never mean anything for violence. All of my words never, ever mean anything for violence."
Her attorneys say her opinions expressed about the Capitol riot should be protected under the First Amendment. That challenge argues she attempted to obstruct a peaceful transfer of power and is ineligible for office under the 14th Amendment. A sell-off on Wall Street today as investors weighed disappointing earnings reports and expressed concerns over potential interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. The Dow down 979 points, the S&P dropping 122, the NASDAQ closing 335 points lower. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A Texas Democratic congressman hoping to keep his seat this fall is headed to a runoff with a more progressive candidate amid an FBI investigation into his campaign.
At least one report said the January FBI raid of Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar's home and office was due to a federal grand jury's investigation of organizations' ties to Azerbaijan. Cuellar chairs the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus. But last week, his attorney said they've been informed the congressman is not the target of the investigation. Cuellar told the Fox News Rundown podcast that he's cooperating with the investigation.
"The end of the day will show that there was no wrongdoing. And I have faith that the voters understand that. And I have faith in my voters. And again, we will win the primary."
He said he has no indication of the pace at which the FBI is working. His runoff election is May 24th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Several days of memorials began today for an NFL quarterback killed earlier this month.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans created a makeshift memorial to Dwayne Haskins outside Heinz Field ahead of today's public memorial service in the city for the late quarterback. Haskins was killed April 9th after being struck by a dump truck and then a second vehicle as he tried to cross a Florida highway after getting stranded on the side of the road, according to his widow, Calabria. The Center Alliance Church on Pittsburgh's north side will host a public visitation this morning starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. A memorial service is also set for tomorrow in Haskins' hometown of Rockaway Township, New Jersey, with a vigil then set to take place in Potomac, Maryland, Sunday, where the former Ohio State football standout played high school ball. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Amazon's extending benefits of a Prime subscription to online stores beyond its own site, a move geared toward boosting revenue from merchant fees and expanding its logistics footprint. The company says the service will be offered through an initiative it calls Buy with Prime. It'll be available by invitation for merchants who use Amazon's warehouse and delivery services before it's widely available for others. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.